All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you. If you want, we had a punch counter punch with the Pistons. That's Odyssey.com Rewind. Orlando made a blockbuster move. You know, if I'm buying stock in the East, it's you and it's the Magic. Well, they have now punched you in the face. So what are you going to do to counter? We went through every avenue, every name. It's there for you. But what we wanted to do, just because it's more time sensitive, U.S. Open. And no, not just the disaster that was, how difficult the course was, how bad pros looked. The event could be encapsulated in Rory McIlroy throwing his golf club at his bag and having it like Matrix style bounce back at him, and he catches it. And not with his nuts. He actually caught it. But it got us to thinking. I talked to Evan about this. I said, Ev, if you're out there and you're having a terrible round, do you ever melt down like these guys? Now, Evan admittedly is 7 or 8 gummies deep, so it alters the rage quotient.
The good gummies.
Right. Evan goes, no, because I'm at peace with what I am. It was a very deep comment from Evan. But
It really was.
I wanted to ask this question to the golfers. And man, if you had today off and you were golfing, what a day. But beautiful weekend of weather. Have you ever, like, what is the level of meltdown that the average guy has? If the pros were driven to madness at the U.S. Open, if you're out there driving home right now, do you have a meltdown golf story you would care to share?
Like, level of meltdown where your friends or family members were just like, I don't know if we can do this
again. Does a club end up in the water? Did you rage drive a golf cart?
Did you end the friendship?
Anything. I don't know. Did you throw your shoes into a sand trap and leave?
Are you on probation at a country club now?
I just wonder, because we all, probationary status at a country club. I just, watching the U.S. Open and seeing how difficult it was for the pros, it just made me think that this is basically what everyone deals with when they golf every day, which is part of the reason I don't golf. I don't want to do things I'm bad at. Golf looks impossibly difficult.
From what everybody has said, it's a very humbling sport where what Evan said is zen-like, to just accept who you are and have fun, because most golfers, like it or not, are trying to bet. You're playing yourself that last time or that one game that you had this great game, and that becomes the high that you chase for the rest of your life. Can I achieve that day again? Or that one shot where I made that shot. Can I ever do that again?
Correct. 248-539-9797. Did the U.S. Open and the level of play and the rage, the amount of F-bombs that were caught by the microphones, the club throwing, the chaos, did it give you a window into your own memory of the meltdowns that you or someone you know has succumbed to on the golf course? Because I know I would much rather, like I said, I'm not a golfer. I've been on golf courses multiple times, though, never to play. Just like bachelor party. There's a trip to Nashville probably, I don't know, God, 10, 12 years ago. I had fun because I wasn't golfing. Oh, the other guys were cursing. I was just hanging out. It was great. But man, I imagine if I golfed, I would look like Rory, except the way of the world. No, that club would hit me in the balls. I would have been down for the count. He had some Bruce Lee stuff right there catching that thing.
I don't know. You got some Matrix-like skills. Bit it in the studio with that chair.
Truth. 248-539-9797, though. Give me your golf meltdown. And did the U.S. Open basically look like you? David? Early returns on this via the ticket.
Yeah, golf sucks, he says. So hard to be consistent. The ball is too small. Yes, I go crazy every single time I play.
But do you get in trouble on a golf course? Like, if you're on tour, when Tiger Woods used to curse routinely and loudly, he was pulled aside. You have to stop this. No, not the pancake waitresses. You have to stop the cursing. Do golf clubs...
Perkins, that's not off limits.
But the cursing must stop.
Right.
Do golf courses locally, like, is it like an HOA? Do you, like, if someone is cursing all day, can you be reported, or how does that work?
I don't know. Because I got to think, like, sir, yeah. That's what I'm like. Can you get put on probation? That's a koi pond. That's not what that's for, what you're trying to do. It's a koi pond.
Here's a text here. Okay. Kurt from Burton says, my dad used to play golf with a cat named Hutch. Hutch used to carry 29 putters in his bag. Used to wonder why. Well, because whenever he would miss a putt, he would throw it in the river.
Okay, hold on, though. What are these things, made of plastic?
I don't know, man.
Was Hutch Scrooge McDuck? I mean, you can't have 29 putters. You'd be blowing 10 grand around.
Easy Father's Day gift. Get him.
Yeah, give him a new putter. Yeah, exactly.
No, at that point, no one should buy you any. Stop.
You may want to take up a new sport.
Said I was golfing with my wife. She had a really bad round. Coming over the hill, my wife literally ran me over with the golf court because she was so mad at how she was playing.
That's no
good. It hurt, and I definitely melted down. Brian at work.
Oh, dude, that ain't nothing to play with. People treat golf carts like they're toys.
You know, thinking about Hutch, you know, I guess if you took scuba gear, like, you could have, like, so many clubs for free.
Well, that's what the Danny DeVito commercial is.
It is. Hey, guys, I mean, think about it. There's probably tons of clubs that people just tossed in the water.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But did the U.S. Open remind you of your own behavior or that of someone you know? The meltdowns that golf produces. Let's go to Austin, 97.1. What's up, Austin?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, brother. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about my putty.
Okay.
See, we were on a green. He had about a 2-foot putt. And he went to go hit his ball off the green because he was so mad. Obviously, he missed it. And, man, he scuffed up the green right in front of the cup. The freaking green exploded. And the ranger was like, you know, 2 or 3 holes down the line, says, hey, who did this on a public course? And me and the rest of the group were all like, oh, my God, no, don't. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. And God, we still make fun of him to this day.
So, Austin, hold on. When you say he scuffed it up, your buddy essentially was Devin Bush on the 50-yard line of Spartan Stadium? Is that what was going on?
I kid you not.
Oh,
and
God.
The green exploded like a freaking firework.
So, hold on. So there's a ranger. Can they boot you from the course? Can they sue you? Like, how does that work?
We just said, my buddy, because I said, hey, dude, if the ranger comes around, don't look at me.
No.
And he said, what'd he say? He said, yeah, I was there when we got there. And I'm like, dude, I don't ever want to golf with you ever again.
Oh, God. See, I got to Austin, I got to imagine that's a stressful deal. You're trying to have a good time. That's one thing if a guy hurls an F-bomb. I mean, come on, we're all good for one of those. Or an MF, perhaps, in a special occasion. But damn, these guys throwing their clubs and stuff or destroying the course. Yeah, Austin, I don't think I want to be out there with that guy.
I question it every time I go out there. He's one of my best buddies, but it was priceless. It was terrible at the same time, but man, did he feel like crap the rest of the day.
So, Austin, is it a golf faux pas if you record your buddy having a meltdown?
Say that one more time.
Is it like a faux pas to, like, your buddy's having a meltdown? Can you pull out your phone and just record it and have some fun with it? Or is it like you're supposed to do?
I wanted to so bad. And me and him are still making fun of him to this day. The ranger's still out there fixing it. His kid's going off to college and you missed a graduation because he's still out there fixing it overnight.
Oh, my God. What did this guy? Austin. This guy's friend is Devin Bush. What on earth? Now, what happens if you do that at a country club like Evans? I got to imagine they revoke your membership, right?
It depends on probably how much money you have. Either it's going to be temporarily suspended or you're just gone. If you're rich enough, you're going to sit out for maybe a month or two.
Go to Barry, 97.1. What's up, Bear?
What's up, guys? Man, I'm so glad I got to call in. First time I got to talk to you guys.
Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I've had the same bag of golf clubs for probably I don't know, 12 years, and I have four clubs left in that bag. So when I go out now, they went in the pond. They've gone in the woods, and it was never my swing. It's always the club and the golf ball. Up until maybe 5 years ago, I just started accepting. You know, I just suck. So I still get kind of mad because I'm competitive with everything. But yeah, I have four clubs, so I learned to hit with a 7-iron, a 5-iron, wherever I was on the course, and a driver and a putter. That's all I have.
But hold on, somehow the putter of all the clubs survived.
The putter survived because I'm thinking if I ever get to the green. I mean, I can't.
You can't be Happy Gilmore putting with a hockey stick. That they're not going to allow.
No, I can't chip because then I'm going to duff up the green anyways if I'm sucking that bad.
Oh my God, Barry! You're down to four clubs. That's it.
I got four clubs. I'll go out with friends and stuff, and I'll be like, "What are you using?" And they'll be like, "Oh, I'm using a 4-iron," and I got to pick between. Like a 5 and a 7 to swing harder or swing lighter. Like, it's awful.
I'm just, Barry, I gotta be honest.
And
I'm
you
proud
just
of
haven't
you.
Replaced him.
I'm proud of him. He didn't take the whole bag and just say F it and throw it into the lake.
Oh, man.
No, it's almost like it's a self-punishment. Like, nope, this is all you're gonna use.
It sounds like the punishment is playing.
No, but the fact that you haven't replaced him, it's just like, nope, self-imposed.
How does Rieger have any clubs left? He's terrible.
That's a good
and point. He has a terrible temper.
I think he just swears a lot. I don't think he throws the clubs. I think he.
But
just,
they don't let Rieger in the classy places. That's the difference.
That's true. Like city courses.
I don't think Rieger would ever be allowed at Evans Course.
Probably not. Well, he swears up and down. He has a course to play this match with the midday show. He wants it to happen.
I don't know if the people want it to happen.
And that's what leads me to think, I would have to think that, okay, if that's the case, that they would just go ahead and make this thing work.
The idea of Rieger hurling obscenities at Doug and Scott, the video it would produce.
Would not be respectful.
It would be fabulous. And then we get to see Doug be disrespectful. Oh, it'd be tremendous.
Doug would just probably say, you know what? I'm going to bet my money on Gator. Gator will represent the show.
Sure. All right, we'll get more of these people. Because, again, the U.S. Open, the rage that was happening on that course, and rightfully so. I mean, the U.S. Open's always difficult. This was Satan's backyard, the way they designed this thing. We'll get to some of your calls coming up next.